Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dream, Plan, and Go, a travel guide to inspire your independent adventure by Rachel McMillan. Narrated by Rachel McMillan. Publisher's note. In this audiobook edition, you will hear journaling prompts called journaling jumpstarts, which can be used for your own journaling. Just have a pen and paper available or another place to write down your thoughts. Finding your own adventure. Adventure is worthwhile in itself. Amelia Earhart. For centuries, to uphold her reputation and to be acceptable in polite society, a woman couldn't be seen in public without a suitable companion. In the film Miss Potter, author and illustrator Beatrix Potter can't meet with her publisher without a chaperone. In A Room with a View, Lucy Honeychurch's cousin, Charlotte Bartlett, must accompany her to see the ruins and grandeur of Italy. Today, though, women can venture to a local performance or restaurant alone without drawing attention to themselves. Not only that, but they can see the whole of the world on their own. Yet how often do they take the opportunity to wander a foreign city or even see a movie or a play or check out a restaurant without a companion? When was the last time you took yourself out on a date, if ever? Not only do I think we should take advantage of our own freedom as women in an age when being in only our own company is acceptable, but I believe we should embrace the adventures we can find near and far. While it's necessary to be aware of the challenges of being a solo woman, especially when traveling, and while precautions and common sense must direct our opportunities, those opportunities are endless. When I talk to women about my passion for going out into the world alone, whether near or far, I commonly hear many of them say they're waiting for a boyfriend or husband, a perfect man, a perfect partnered opportunity, to experience what interests them both locally and abroad. I confess, until I was in my late 20s, this was very much at the forefront of my mind too, which is why no one was more surprised than I was when I took myself on a honeymoon to Vienna. No more waiting. The Billy Joel song I had loved since childhood promised Vienna was waiting for me, but I no longer wanted to wait for it. I'd been waiting since I was 10 years old, the splendid Austrian capital not only my dream city, but also my dream honeymoon destination. I wanted to experience the sense of pastries from the Demel Konditorei spilling onto the cobblestones of Kohlmarkt. The bells of Stephansdom, the cathedral towering over the city, tolling among the shoppers on the Graben's pedestrian walkway. Manicured green shrubs bordering the Kunsthistorisches Museum, while music from the Musikverein Concert Hall and the Staatsoper Opera House flooded over a city once home to the greatest composers of the Baroque and classical periods. In my imagination, no place in the world could hold a candle to the opulent city ornamented by the grandeur of the Habsburg Empire of long ago. As a hopeless romantic with the dream of visiting a hopelessly romantic city, I determined my dashing prince would be as excited to play Ring Around the Ringstrasse, the circular boulevard at the center of Vienna's famed First District, as I was. We would ramble under buttery-tinted rooftops and explore Mozart House Vienna Museum and eat Sockertorte, the famously rich chocolate cake named for the hotel. I didn't even mind forgoing everything but a breakfast and a chamber orchestra made up of my friends from high school band if it meant our wedding funds could be transferred to a Viennese honeymoon.